And we're finishing up the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And the writer of Hebrews goes into detail explaining the difference between Mount Sinai, where the law was given, and Mount Zion, where Jesus suffered for our sins. And he will give us a comparison of the two. But let's look at verses 18 through 29 in Hebrews 12. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burnt with fire, and to the blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the words should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure what was commanded, and if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator, the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better than things than that of Abel, speaking of Abel's sacrifice. To understand the Jew, I was watching on YouTube, and there's only 15% of Israel is what they call Orthodox Jew. That's only 15% that believe and uphold the law, yet they have a ruling over the country that shuts down on Sabbath and so forth. But to the Jew, to the Orthodox Jew, and to those that the writer of Hebrews wrote to, the law is supreme. The law was hard. It was fierce. It was given at Mount Sinai, and the law was not full of mercy like the covenant of Christ is. Mount Sinai was known by fear and terror. Mount Zion, a place of love and forgiveness. Mount Sinai, out in the wilderness and the desert. Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Mount Sinai spoke of earthly things. Zion speaks of heavenly things. At Mount Sinai, only Moses was allowed to draw near to God. At Mount Zion, we are all invited to draw near to God. Mount Sinai, it brought fear and guilt. Zion, man is forgiven and he's made free. Mount Sinai, Moses was the mediator. At Mount Zion, Jesus, the Son of God, is our mediator. Mount Sinai was the old covenant, sacrificing of animals. Mount Zion, a new covenant through the blood of Jesus. At Mount Sinai, people were kept away from God. At Mount Zion, God invites men to come near to him. The bottom line, Mount Sinai gave the law. Zion gave us Jesus, who is about grace. By grace, man is to come to God boldly. We have a bold approach to God through his grace. We can put aside the separation that the law brought about from God. So we come to God without fear. All the other religions seek how they may please God, but God meets man through Christianity, and we come to him on a friendship, on a sonship basis, without fear. Just consider that. Mount Zion is God's invitation for man to come to him. And then it speaks of the sacrifice of Abel. And it does not compare to this sacrifice of Jesus' shed blood. And Abel gave a good sacrifice, and that's what it's speaking about, Abel's sacrifice, not Abel as the person. So let's read the end of chapter 12 of Hebrews, and that's verse 25 through 29. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are being shaken as of things that are made, the things that, which cannot be shaken, so they may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Then it says, for our God is a consuming fire. God has spoken from heaven, and he's spoken to the Jewish people, and he's speaking now through the book of Hebrews to believing Jews, and they are to listen. They are to obey the law that was given, and they are to accept the new covenant. And that was not so easy for a Jew to put aside the law and take up the grace of Jesus. But the Jew was to become strong in the ways of sacrifice. Sacrifice showed a need for a man to have someone to cover his sins. Animal sacrifice covered sin. There was not complete forgiveness. That only come through Jesus. And we see that the Jew had to understand there is consequences for rebelling against the law given on Mount Sinai. You had to obey the law. For in the law, sacrifices, the sins are covered. Otherwise, the sin remained. Now, they had a ritual they went through. When you offered a lamb, you would bring the lamb to the priest, and you would put your hands on the head of the lamb, and they would slit the lamb's throat. And you would feel, with your hands on this lamb's head, the life go out of this lamb. So sacrificing of a lamb had an impact on anyone who offered a lamb. You saw that sin had a penalty. And for under the law, it was a sacrifice had to be made. Otherwise, your sin remained. So when they did away with sacrifice in 70 AD, how does a Jew reconcile? How does his sin be removed? The Day of Atonement. In the Day of Atonement is when a Jew would sit down and he would contemplate on the past year he has had. If he did more good deeds than bad deeds, then he figured he was in good standing with the Lord, but he didn't have that forgiveness of a sacrificed animal. And to the unbelieving Jew, he doesn't have Christ who suffered for him. But God, in his love to man, he sent Jesus, his only son, Jesus' unmerited favor to man, or grace. And there in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a great verse. That sums up the gospel right there. But God, through Jesus, he changed the whole approach of man to God. Jesus fulfilled the law, and the law is done away with. No more killing of animals to receive the covering of our sin. But now here's this new method, this new way, a new provision for a right standing with God, and that is to simply believe in Jesus. To believe in Jesus and the work that he accomplished on the cross. If you really believe that and live that, you have salvation. We see that God had become weary, tired of animal sacrifices. The animal being sacrificed was no longer a sufficient covering in the eyes of God. God, in his mercy, he gives us his only son. And Jesus becomes our sacrifice over sin. I think one of the most audacious things we can do is take grace for granted. God doesn't take it for granted that Jesus suffered, and we shouldn't take it for granted. So total forgiveness, complete right standing before God by grace. And God said, I've shaken the earth with my voice, brought forth the removal of the law that was given on Mount Sinai. And we went through how Sinai was so fierce and so fearful. And the reproach that we have in our sins, God gave us his son to make it right between us and him through Jesus. And that cannot be shaken. There is no other way of forgiveness apart from Jesus. No second way. There's no Jesus and anything. There's nothing else. It's simply Jesus. Simply believe in Jesus, in his work for our salvation. And we see that God, by this, by giving us his son, he did away with quote-unquote religion per se. It's no longer religions, it's personal relationship. And God gives us an opportunity to believe in his son. God came up close and personal to us through Jesus. Believe in Jesus, trust and obey him, and you have life eternal. It's that simple. Do not believe in Jesus, suffer damnation and separation or death. One road or the other. There is no third road. And no church or other method of salvation is available to man except through Jesus. Now, there's some TV preachers, and I won't name them by name, that don't necessarily believe that the work was finished on the cross, but they say, well, when Jesus descended into hell is when he overcame. No. Jesus on the cross said what? It is finished. It's a done deal. So our salvation is secure in Jesus by simply believing.